Okay, it's day one of Latitude Festival, and I'm backstage with two out of four of Heinz, Carlotta and Adi. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, buenas tardes.
You managed to bring the Spanish sun with you, so that's really good. It's really hot now.
You know what? Like, every single time we come to the UK, it's sunny.
We managed to do it. I don't know how.
Yeah.
Keep coming. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the band. How did it start?
It started, like, it's going to be, like, 4 years ago now. And we started, like, you know, we were friends. We started playing music for the first time all together. Mm-hmm. And it brought a lot of good songs, so it brought us here.
Okay, so you obviously got a shared love of music. What kind of bands did you like listening to?
When we started, we were listening to a lot of garage music, like a lot of this Burger Records wave that were coming to Europe, like Ty Segall and Dick Rollers and Mac DeMarco and Shannon and the Clamps and White Fans and like a lot of these kind of bands.
Yeah. It's such a small and big community that you get to one band and then you get to know another 15.
Because you've also got like an indie pop style, like, you know, Elephant Music in the label in Spain, Elephant and that kind of thing.
Elephant Records.
Is that kind of, your music reminds me a little bit of that. So there's obviously a lot of people in Spain like that kind of guitar music.
Oh, well, I don't know. I think that we're not that used to. Like, we and our friends used to and still listen to a lot of that style of music. But the average people in Spain don't listen to garage music at all.
No, it's more like, people who listen to rock and roll is more like pop rock and roll, easier to listen to.
But some people do. That's the important thing. Now, you released your second album
Thank you
very much.
You released your second album this year in April, I Don't Run, and you've been very busy touring that. Do you think it's been a different album from your first one?
Oh, yeah. Like, first one was kind of like more a mix of what we were at that moment and a mix of being in a hurry all the time because we were touring. We had to write it in between tours and other stuff. This one was like that too, but we had more time to write it and more time to think.
Yeah, the first album, it was the first time we ever were in a studio.
Yeah.
So this time we knew more what we were doing.
Okay, so the second album's been a big step up for you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Sound-wise and technically wise and even like the style, I think we defined ourselves with this second album. Like people say that you release a first album and it's still like playing around like who I am going to be, and certainly with the second album it's like, hey, we're here and we rock.
Now, you've done a lot of interviews this year, with one with GQ, who called you Spain's wildest rock band. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, wildest. Yes.
Because I notice you're both drinking coffee, which is actually very rock and roll, because it's like, I'm not going to drink beer or alcohol, I'll do what I like.
Yeah.
Wait, there's beer waiting for us.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with drinking coffee, you've got a few festivals this summer. You've done a few already. You played at Finsbury Park in London.
Yes.
Queens of the Stone Age. How was that?
It was so cool. We also brought the sun for that.
Yeah.
And it was really, really cool. Also, there's this band called Belaco from Spain.
Okay.
And they were playing there too, and it was great for the first time, like being with Spaniards at an English festival. Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah, big crowds as well.
So cool.
Yeah, and you've got, I think your next one is Japan. Is it Fuji Rocks? Have you been there before?
No, never. We're gonna be there for the first time. We're so excited to go back to Japan. Yeah.
You seem to have a lot of fans in Japan as well. There's Twitter, Japanese fan clubs, and things like that. Is there any reason why, or you don't know?
We it's strange country to every European, I think, because you never know exactly why your music arrives there and how they like it that much, but it happens. We have a label there and they just like trust in us so much, and they actually like Heinz a lot.
So are you here for the weekend? Are you just here for today? Are you going to see any other bands, do you think?
We're leaving tomorrow and we're staying tonight at the festival. Right. So we wanted to watch La Femme, but they played at the same time as us.
Oh, yeah.
So we couldn't. And Solange is playing today, right?
Solange is playing tonight,
So be great.
I saw one track from La Femme. It was very good. No. Sorry.
It's okay.
So what's next for Heinz? What are you going to be doing after all the festivals? Are you going to be writing more, recording more?
We just wrote a new song.
Okay.
And the idea is to release it at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall. Because we're going to start touring again, like America, Europe. We're coming back to the UK in November. So the idea is to put that song out.
New music, yeah. Have new music to play in the live show and stuff. Yeah.
So it sounds like there's still a lot of fun being part of the band and doing what you're doing. It's still a great band. Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Well, okay, thanks very much for having a chat with me today. We're going to get on and let you go through all the beer and see all the rest of the bands there. So thanks very much. Enjoyed the set earlier and look forward to hearing the new stuff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.